Let's sing it one more time. Jesus is here with faith in our heart.
Jesus is here.
Then if it's here, no fear should be in our midst.
Jesus is here.
If it's here, no doubt should be in our midst.
Oh, all things are possible, oh Jesus is here. We know Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here.
God, everlasting Father, we believe, Lord, you said in your word where two or three are gathered together in your name, in their midst you will be, Lord. This hour, Father, we are more than two, we are more than three. We are not gathered to man, we are gathered to you, Father. If we want to see our fellow man, we would have gone to their houses. And we have had arrangement of perhaps certain place that we have fellowship with them. But Father, this is a provided way that you have made for us, Lord. That we will approach you, O Father. And we will pour our bodies, O God, at your feet. Your prophet William Branham speaking, they say, little fire, dear, little fire, dear, little fire, dear. Make the big fire, Lord. No wonder Satan is not happy for such a gathering like this. That's why, Father, he brings fuses, Lord. He brings malice in the heart of the people. He brings roots of bitterness, Lord. All manner of evil which is against your will, which is against your word, Father, as we had this morning. Merciful Father, while your presence is here in our midst, we ask for your mercy, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. Forgive us of our sins, O God, of our unbelief, our humanistic way, our humanistic thinking. We cannot do it better than you will do it, O God. That's why, Lord, man at his best is nothing. But with you, Father, we can do all things, O God. And that's why, Lord Jesus, I'm surrendering myself at this hour. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive my sins, Lord Jesus. Forgive the sins, Lord Jesus, of your people, Lord. I bring them together, O God, with myself before your throne of grace at this hour. Have mercy upon us, O God. We want to see your supernatural touch, Father. We must be sincere with ourselves. If we've got bitterness in our heart, there's no way, no way at all you can move, O God. And Lord Jesus, I know you will not just start a thing if there is not something somewhere. Have mercy upon us, O God. We are looking for that true church, O God. Once again, Lord, we want to see the book of Acts written, O God. And how will it start? We need men and women, Lord. Here am I, Father, I'm available for your use. No doubt, Lord, some are here that are also available, Lord. May you deal with us in your mercy and your grace. While you are blessing your people, while you are healing, while you are saving, while you are taking the saints to higher ground, it's our prayer, Father, that you not pass any one of us by. We thank you for the blessings, oh God, in the morning service and the Sunday school. Thank you for the little time of rest that we have. We have come again, Father, just a little portion. We don't know, Father, what you have in stock for us. You are the owner of this world. You are the revealer of the same. You are the baptizer, oh God. May you deal with us, oh God, in your mercy. You know our needs, oh God, according as we have need of, oh God. May you give to each and every one. Those that need financial breakthrough, Father, may you visit them, oh God. Those that need healing of the body, Father, may you visit them. Those that need liberation, oh God, may you liberate them, oh God. This world is full of trouble. I cannot help myself not to help my fellow man. But it is you that can help us, oh God. And Father, I'm very confident that you are here this hour. And your prophet said, when you come, you don't come as an onlooker, neither do you come as a recording angel. You come to meet with our needs, oh God. May we go happy people, oh God. May we go rejoicing, oh God. Having the peace of God that passes all understanding in our hearts. Saying, it was good that we are in church. Let it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, be with our pastor, be with the evangelist, be with Brother Wumi. All your servants on the field, Lord, their labor for your people and for your kingdom may not be in vain, O God. Continue to grant them more strength in their mortal body and grant them more grace in your service. Thank you, Eternal Father. We turn the service to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. The book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5. We'll continue with our text, A Carriage for You. Start reading from verse 1. Said the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, not willingly, but willingly, not for feeding lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. Verse 4, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves also unto the elder, yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You believe that? God bless you as you take your seats in the name of Jesus Christ. Just for a little time, I don't know, it's laying in my heart, that if you have any special need, just before we bring the service to a close, if you believe with faith in your heart, you can come to the altar and the servants of God will pray for you as God will lead us. He careth for you. You believe that? He careth for me. He cared for his own. He cared for the unbeliever. He cared for the sinner man. True sunshine or shadow, he cared for you. May I say something, church? Church is a clinic. So whatever the next fellow is doing shouldn't be your concern. Let me speak in our plain language. And I know what I'm talking about. Don't be carried away. Everybody in the house of God is at liberty. Especially when we are in church now. And if God is dealing with somebody in some ways, we have the deacons there. They are spiritual men, policemen of the church. If the fellow is also trying to get out of the way, we have a way by the word to put them in control. I hope we are spiritual enough and you understand what I'm saying. So don't be distracted. You have the reason why you come to church. And when God is dealing with individuals, you just know how God is dealing with you. May God help us. He careth for you. Program in the message, he cares. Preach, 1960, March. Abraham said, God wants his children to be comfortable. That's paragraph 15. He said, but what do men do, just as we were talking the last time, man takes a violent substitute. Abraham said, man takes the short route. And what makes them to do that is because when God made man, he didn't make man to do that. He made man to be happy, to have satisfaction, and to be comforted. God doesn't want his children to be uncomfortable. Paragraph 50. It is not the will of God that you will have sickness in your body. I was sharing with somebody this afternoon. It's not the will of God. May God help us. Looking at a woman that had a PCV at 25. I think medical people, they are here. They said the normal PCV level should be from, is it 28? You people call it to 30 something? Now, it dropped to 13. I think my wife is here, if I'm correct. 13 or 10, right? Until the woman was vomiting blood and cannot stand. At every minute, he fall. That's the devil. But science, they have name that they call it. They will tell you that it is what? Fibroid. They will tell you it is cancer. They will tell you it is high blood pressure. But it is devil. Now I want you to be spiritual. If you are in that case and you fall, you might not even know what you are doing at that time. If it's the time for you to go, you can go that time. Yeah. If it's not the time for you to go, God's mercy will stand for you. Now, follow me. They can even take you to medical science. And probably say, Satan is wicked. And they pull their machine, they will hide. All those demons will hide. They will not see it. Then the man will say, maybe it's that woman in my neighborhood that is doing me. You just times your problem times two. The person that is doing you is Satan the devil. But that same Satan, he has jumped away from sickness in the body, and he has entered your mind. Before you know, he begins to build complex against that fellow. Until whenever you see the fellow, you take him as Satan. I know what I'm talking about. Now your problem has jumped from the physical one that is troubling you in your body. It has entered your mind. And you are carrying demon everywhere you go. You are carrying demon physically in your body. And you are carrying demon in your mind. You see the next fellow before you know. Root of bitterness just, I know what I'm talking about. The thing just come. You are not comfortable. and you tell me that is God, tell somebody else. You yourself, you can lie to everybody, but you yourself, you know at that point, if we put temperature check, it will shoot up. You are not yourself. Then why will we not be sincere enough and say, this is my problem? They've taken you to medical science. Medical science said they cannot see it. Then Satan tell you it is somebody that is doing you. I tell you nobody is doing you. For every problem in life, there is a specialist. Let me repeat myself. For every problem in life, there is a specialist. In the message, key to the door. Go and read that message. And when you are reading it, read it with understanding. But Bible says God gave us medical science and they are specialists in that field. I can't do their work. I want you to get me now. I can't do their work because in Kawedebe, somebody's bone break. Maybe like a brother here now. If it goes to medical science, all they will do is medicine. But there are people that are specialists in that area that can set the thing very well. They call them chiropractic, right? If somebody leave them and go to someone else, you have left the specialist in the field. God placed those men, gave them the skill, gave them the understanding. And I thank God in this church, we are not as fanatical to the point that when we are sick, we don't visit the doctor. At least, Pastor, I said it several times and I've had with my ear. Even checkup, probably go for checkup. Yeah. Now, what we are saying is when you go to medical science and they tell you they cannot see it, what did the message say? It said, let's take it higher. Yes, let's take it higher. Because we know those demons, they hide. They don't want to go. They are looking for somewhere to stay, to dwell. And it's evil spirits. But as we are exposing them like this, they are not comfortable. Yeah. They are not comfortable. And that's why the prophet will always say, be careful what you are doing. Especially on the prayer line. He said, I'm praying, be careful. Close your eyes. When he's giving instruction like that, people just think it's the man. He's brought Joseph now. We know how. When did they start? When did they start to do this one? You don't know. God deal with his men in the way he's dealing with them. I said, will he tell us? He's giving us instruction. He's not the man at that point. Remember, he's God. And it's just his way and his program for this time. May God help us in Jesus' name. But Bible said, when it happens and it gets to that level, you take it higher. And where do we take it to? Is it man? No. We are bringing it to God. Listen. Paragraph 50. Let me take that again. You see, man takes the short route. He made man to be happy, to have satisfaction, to be comfortable. God doesn't want his children to be uncomfortable. For instance, you mother, when you get up in the middle of the night, if you were ever so sick, if Junior had a cover kick off of him, and you know that the little fellow might take a cold, and you struggle some way to get to the bedside to make him comfortable. If one of your loved ones was laying with a fever, and you could stay there with a rag, just as we do also in this place, you bathe his face in cold water to make them comfortable. You will do it. Is that not so? One of your children, you will sit down there all the night. Though you were sick and you needed to be in bed yourself, but you will still sit there. Because why? Your children mean something to you. Are you there? You are depriving yourself sleep because of what? A child. That is a good mother. We are not talking of the types that will give back to the baby and throw him on the trash bin. And a pig can come and eat the child. Yeah, we've seen that. We've had that. Or the ones that will give back and go and put it in the nylon and put it by the roadside. That is not a real mother. But why will a woman do that? Brabham says, it's because she took the violent substitutes. There is God provided a way for a woman to give back to child, the correct way. And it's for you, just as you had in the morning, as a woman, have an husband to yourself. The Bible does say, let every man have his own wife. Let every woman have her own husband. He knows what he was talking about, to save us. But people don't want God's way. They want their own way. And that's why they end up in trouble. May God help us. Many things to say for this time. See? You know, you could sit here because your children mean something to you. They are a part of you. They are your life. Now, how much more God? And the church is the life of God on earth. Are you there now? And he wants to comfort his church. And how it will be if you know that wiping the fevered brow of your child will comfort it. And it will refuse. That child spit in your face and reach and get a bottle of whiskey or something to take instead of the touch of the mother's hand or something. You see? That is what we do when we turn to other remedies. There is many remedies, but there is one cure. Christ is the cure. And the only cure in this is that he cares for us. He loves us and he wants us to come to him. God made us that way, that only thing in us that wants to be comforted. Now, let me jump this. I said it the last time. See? Paragraph 60. All these comforters that the Lord has given us, when it comes down to the end of the journey and we are pressed in a pillow against our fever brow and dying, maybe our wife can only stand. That's all they can do. And the tears run down our face with our eyes up towards God. Our friends, they can pat us on the shoulder and shake our hands and stand wringing their hands because it can go no further. But you see, when the comforter, as David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, God is with us. You believe that? And the trouble today, 62, with Christians, is I'm afraid we are not doing all we can do to show our fallen brother that that is what's the matter with him. What's the matter, you see, with juvenile delinquency is because there's been a delinquency in the church and a delinquency in the home. That's what, you see, that's made a juvenile a delinquency. That's the reason that the beatniks and so forth are on the streets, jumping up and down, and going all these things, is because they are trying to find something to satisfy. May I stop here a minute and pass a few comments? The beatniks, the Elvis Presleys of today, they also want to be comforted. But they leave the original way and they follow substitute. I was saying it last week Sunday. Is it last week Sunday now? I think that was on the 10th of September. Some of you young people take superstar for your example. I didn't know what I was saying. But I remember I was saying that. And you want to be a Yahoo boy. There is nothing like a Christian Yahoo boy. I'm saying it again, and I know what I'm saying. Demons are on the rampage in this world that we live in. You know, people just forget the truth and they are chasing shadow. May God have mercy upon us. You permit me because I'll say certain things tonight. The prophet also preached that way. So just bear with me. You know, of late now, something happened in the country. A young man died and the name has been going everywhere. I'm not ignorant of that. Now, I was saying that day, you parents, you see your child bringing things they should not be bringing in the house. Question them. Sometimes when we say these things, you think that the pastor or the preacher are against you. Is it money that we have not seen? I tell you, I have seen money. Maybe I have not seen enough. And I know if God wants me to see enough, I will see. What are we chasing? In fact, what are we chasing? You go to the length, you are doing Yahoo Plus. Let me say it again in the name of God. You better put a stop to it. If not, you are on your wit. Yes. You see, are you putting a curse? I'm not putting a curse. That's the word of God. You are on your wit. And you are going to your grave if you are not careful. All that we will do, we will cry, as the prophet said. But we will not enter there with you. Your own chapter has closed. Yeah. There is a provided way for everything. But perhaps the people leave it and they want to place themselves. Church, nation, individuals, everybody. A boy that should not leave his house is leaving your house as a parent. You should check it. Igbatea for what see, check it. And you come and meet the pastor. Pastor, shame on you. That's what I would say. Yes, without any apology, just bear with me. You have a girl that should be under your watch. And the girl says she wants to stay on her own. And you are there as a parent. Without your approval, we should come back. I will say shame on you, but if I want to help you, I will say come back. What you should be doing every day is stay on your knees in prayer. Not to be releasing curse on that child. Because what he needs is help. It's already gone. You hear what I say? He's gone. What can bring him back is prayer. May God help us. He cares for us. And that's why he's addressing these things. He cares about your spiritual well-being. Abraham says so. From the message, he cares. Do you care? Preach 1963, July 21. Abraham says he cares about our spiritual well-being. And that is why he's giving us his provided way. Just like I was saying, and I was telling the children in the adolescent class. I said, when you come to church, you should know what you are coming to church to do. You see, once you enter that class, by the understanding of this message, there is a book that carries your name when you enter that class. Till you get inside here, including me, everything that I do is written on that book, evil. Until I come back and repent, it will be there waiting. May God help us. I was telling them, you see small boy of 3 years, 5 years, playing and dancing, you better leave him alone. If anything should happen now, God forbid, like I was telling them, if ambush should come now, soldiers surround everywhere, and they begin to release bullets. That small boy, if the bullet touching, straight ticket, Neo, straight. Nothing within that, straight. But you and I, that we've got record, if our records are not clean, we can't enter there. Including me, yes. That's why he cares. But the question is, do we care? Have you gotten it, sir? 63. Now give me paragraph 80. Sometimes when I try to do all these things, it slows someone down truly. You want to accept healing to your body, you that are sick this afternoon. Abraham said, just God's provide their way. Whether believer or unbeliever, there is a way that you must come before you can receive that healing in your body. You want to be free from whatever you can call it. You know, we live in a world that is full of, permit me, how do I put it now? That is full of so much beliefs and norms. Some generational understanding. Sometimes people say something, I say, I don't believe it. They say, maybe because you're an Hausa man. It's far beyond being an Hausa man. And for your information, I'm not even an Hausa man by Nigeria culture. Because I don't even count myself. I'm even born. So, but sometimes when they are saying something, it sounds absurd to me. What are you saying? I don't understand. He said, maybe because you are not part of us. I said, yeah, I don't want to be part of this kind of a thing. I don't believe anything like, you say, we are carrying something like a generational curse or whatever. What I believe by this message, anything like that that you are coming with, once you believe this message, except you did not accept it correctly, once you believe this message and you throw that one down, do you understand what it means to be born again? Maybe let us even start from there. You repent of your sins. You turn from your evil way. Your father's way is idol worshipping way. Maybe. You say you are not doing that. And you came to Christ. Right? And you accepted him as your Lord and Savior. You were baptized in water. And he filled you with his spirit. Except you don't understand what you were doing. Or you don't understand what it means. It means that you are carrying God. Except we don't know. How will I be carrying God and carry the generational curse? Is it possible? But Satan just blinded our eyes many times. No wonder sometimes we run to denominational churches. Those people know how to play with Bible. Yes. They will tell you, if you are a firstborn in your house, come, oh, merciful God. The blood of Jesus Christ has atoned for that. I tell you, don't allow man to deceive you. They say all manner of that. If you are the first woman in your house, you must do this, you must do. Oh, many times when I see that, I just laugh. I say, it's because people are poor of understanding. But you have repented correctly, and you are baptized in the name of Jesus. Abraham said it's a second birth. That was why he said, I am no longer the son of Charles and El Abraham. I am now a son of God. Do you understand what it means? I am carrying the DNA of God. If you check my blood and go and test it, you are not going to see that of William, Abraham family. That's what it means. May God help us. But look at that little immoral woman. When the light struck her, there was something laying there to take care of her condition. And that's our problem, brother. We don't repent correctly. But the people don't confess correctly. See, if we believe and sincerely confess, this remedy of God's way takes effect. God has a provided way for these things. You believe that? You want your healing, you want Holy Ghost baptism, you want financial breakthrough, whatever. There is a way to all of these things. Like I was saying, there are specialists to all of these things. All you need to do is to humble yourself. Come before God. He will teach you. He said that Holy Spirit is what? The Spirit of Truth. That Holy Spirit is your comforter. He will guide you as you travel through life. He will tell you, this thing is wrong. This one is right. He will not make you to hate your brother. Yes, humanly speaking, they do things sometimes. Oh, man. The flesh will want to prevail. But when God's grace comes, you know that you are not supposed to do that. You are to love. Yes, man can choke hands sometimes and want to put it inside your mouth. But if God gives you grace, rather than eating, you love. That's the way we can show forth Christ. Now, see man, we go and say, I join church. And that settles it with me. But you see, that is in God's provided way. God's provided way is what? Repentance. And what? Confession. And showing a result. Bringing what? Fruit. Meat for what? Repentance. Showing what? Sincerity. If you people will just do that this afternoon, stroke evening, before we pray. You people that is going to be prayed for. You people that hear this tape all over the world. And after this tape is played. Maybe some minister or some person that is playing it in a congregation. Just as I am doing right now. I want to believe that that same anointing is here. Or out. Groups out in the jungles or wherever you are that is playing it. If you will first make your confession clear and then come with nothing in your heart at all, but what? Faith. And be prayed for, there is the medicine will take place. You believe that? Because Jesus said, repent every one of you, Peter. I mean, he did that on the day of Pentecost. He said, repent every one of you and be what? Baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of what? The Holy Ghost. Now, listen, brother, sister, especially you trusting God for the Holy Ghost. When you thoroughly repent and believe on the Lord, are you there now? When you thoroughly repent and believe on the Lord, and you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you make God a liar if you don't receive the Holy Ghost. Maybe there's an indictment this afternoon. I say that again. When you repent thoroughly and you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you don't receive the Holy Ghost, you are telling God that God is lying and God cannot lie. When it said, when you repent and you are baptized, then that promise of the Holy Ghost will come. We had it this morning. It's an experience. Some people think it's speaking in tongues. No! That is what denomination man writes in book. How do you know that you have been filled with the Holy Ghost? You were once a sinner. But no more, you don't do those things. You know something has happened to you. When I tell people, sometimes people look at me. That's why I thank God. I look at people anywhere. I don't fear anybody by the grace of God. I fear God. When I mean that, I want you to understand that there's nobody by the grace of God I can't address. I'm happy and I'm glad to share my testimony anywhere. Even the past. Because it will be of help to somebody. That I was once like this. But God changed the course of my life. Then what is it that you are talking about? You have no God. If you just surrender to God, He's willing and ready to accept you. Because why? He's still standing there on that meritorious seat. But if you do this and you don't receive the Holy Ghost, Abraham said, you call Him a liar. Now Jesus said, that's the last commission. Please take it up. That's the last commission to the church. That this sign shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick shall recover. And you see those signs following a believer. Are you there now? And when you come up and that believer lays hand on you, something does not take place, then there is something wrong with your belief. See the believer. He didn't mention the pastor. Are you there? He didn't mention the ministers. If they, who are the they? The believers. God promised a provided way. But you see, we try to find a comfort by saying, I don't have to listen to it. Maybe even this one that Brother Joseph is saying, I will not listen. Well, it's up to you. That's true, but you don't have to listen. But if you are predestinated to eternal life, amen, you will listen to it. And you will rejoice to it. Because what? It is your comfort. You love the Lord? Just like the associate pastor was saying this morning. Oh my. Sometimes when they are talking of some, you know, there are some kind of word sometimes preachers use that. It talk of where we are coming from. Sometimes you cannot help yourself. When the prophet was saying that the thought of God is eternal. Do you understand what it means? And he now said, you are a thought of God. It means you are eternal. You believe God? Now, if you have faith up to that level, then what is it that you are trusting God tonight that he cannot do for you? Why we are about to pray? Like your car that you parked outside there. Before you can go to that car and even sit in it, you need a key. Is that not so? If the key is missing, I tell you, every other person that park car here, they will take their car and you will stand with your car till the night comes. Because why? You need the key to access that car. Same thing with your house. Now, I want to stir your faith. What tells you that that car key will open that door? It's faith. You just believe. Why did you just believe it? Why did Satan not tell you as you slot the key, your car will not open? Why is it now that you are sick? It's telling you that you cannot be healed. It's a deceiver. Bring that key again of faith. Use it. If it does not work, Bobam said the problem is with us. It is what? Our belief. It means we did not use the key well. But if we believe, we come God's provided way, slotting your car, he must answer. You don't believe? Are you poor? Let me say that also. Like I was telling my family, poverty is a demon. Some people think that when we are saying this thing, I tell you, let me say it again. Poverty is a demon. Yes. I know things that the prophet said that some of God's children are in that category. But let me tell you what poverty can do for you. If you are poor, you can steal. And God doesn't want us to steal. If you are poor, you can cheat. You can do corny things. You can borrow money. And it puts you in debt. You cannot get out of it. It's not the will of God for you. Come out of that place, brother, sister. How can you come out? Come to God. Slot in the cart and see if it doesn't work. It is not everybody that go to school that will become successful in life. Yes, we know that. There are brethren, even in this message, that didn't even finish elementary or secondary school. And there are somebody today. It's because why? They use that thing well. But because why? Some of us, we are copying. We want to be like brother so and so. Brother so and so. This is the kind. Everybody cannot be a businessman. Permit me, bro, Mike. I know you will not misunderstand me. Everybody cannot be like brother Mike and do the kind of business he's doing. Everybody cannot be like a tailoring sister and do the kind of work that she's doing. And God is blessing her there. You must find your place. May God help us. Enough of, you know, coming and living an underprivileged life. Let us get out of all these mundane things, all this nonsense. God wants you to be comfortable. It is not the will of God that every day your landlord is chasing you. He wants you to build your house. Yes. He wants you to buy your car. Yes. And you will buy it in Jesus' name. You will build that house in Jesus' name. That's your child that you want to send to school. You will send him in Jesus' name. Let us rise to our feet tonight, this afternoon. If you can only believe, it depends on your faith, as the prophet said. And the way you are using it. The same faith and the same confidence that you have in God. When you want to enter your car. And your heart tells you that when you slot the key, the car will open. Your heart tells you that when you slot the key will not break. Or the car will not open. Why can you not bring that same faith tonight or this afternoon? It's not too busy to hear my heart cry. It's passing this moment. My needs to supply. Do you want to send your child abroad? Yes, I'm not carnal. In the name of the Lord, I am not carnal. It's a good desire. But do it right. And you want to do it right. Yes, God will make the provision for you. Enough of struggling. Let us come out of those conditions. He cares for you, brother, sister. You have been laboring. We have been toiling day and night. Why? Why? Is there no physician in our midst? Is God not in our midst? Are the promises of God not true? Why has Satan just blinded our eyes for so long? I tell you, brother, sister, God is still blessing his people. God is still visiting his people. Permit me, let me say something. In the time of coronavirus, when every walk was shut down, some people, that was the time that God opened their door of blessing. Yes. And God just put something in their hearts and say, people can be at their house. And as Brother Joseph is preaching in this church, they can just put him up. Everybody can see him. Jeffersonville, US, wherever. And you say that thing is of the devil? Well, it depends on how you are interpreting it. And it depends on how Satan is interpreting it to you. But if you are a believer, brother, sister, tonight, and you believe God, even in the midst of complaints and the midst of lack, you will have a testimony. You will live in plenty. You will not beg. You will not borrow. You will not steal. You will not cheat. Because that's the will of God for you. He wants you to be a son. Not just a son, a true son. Where other people are telling lies. Where other people are cheating. Where other people are stealing. He wants you to stand true. He wants you to be a real testimony. He cares for you, brother, sister. I know the world is full of trouble. Lord Jesus, behold your people. Where could we go but to you? Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving daily. Are you a worker? You go to your workplace. Temptations everywhere. Trials on every side. And you feel like quitting. Hey, brother, sister, don't quit. This is the mind of God to you. Don't quit that job. Are you that fellow? You want to quit? Don't quit. Don't hate that man. Don't hate that woman at your workplace. In the message, I know, Brother Bram says, sometimes The will of God is to take us through all these things. Trials, temptation, difficulties. What is he trying to do? He's trying to build character in us. He's trying to make us true sons to shine us forth before this dead world. Are you going to fail God? Don't fail him, brother, sister. While his presence is here, you are the altar. Confess your faults now to him. Confess your sins to him. That's the only way he can visit you. Let nothing stand between you and him at this hour. Keep the way clear. Let nothing stand in between. If you have anything in your heart that you know is going to stand against you and your maker, tell him, I'm making it right now. If it's something that you need to see a fellow, tell him, I will go see the fellow. I need your blessings, Father. I need your visitation in my home. I need your visitation in my family. Are you a married couple? It is the will of God for you as husband and wife to live in peace, not fighting every day. Bring that man to God. Bring that woman to God, not speaking evil words against one another. God wants you to be real examples in your neighborhood. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I'm well aware that the world that we are going through now is full of pressure everywhere. But brothers and sisters, don't allow it to weigh you down. Your thinking cannot solve it. You're toiling day and night. You go to your work, you run. Come back. It cannot solve it. Are you saying we should not walk? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying all those your human efforts struggling, it cannot do it. Sometimes it's just a still small voice that you need. Are you in financial distress? Sometimes what you need is just walk up to a brother. Put that your pride aside. How long do you want to die in that condition? I need to cry out and say these things. You say, what will the people say? What will the people say? Yes, let them say. You are the one that brought yourself in the first place to that error. Deliver yourself from it and let God deliver you. But Satan will put you there and say, ah, the day you say it like this, they will be looking at you with that kind of eye. It's a liar. And is the father of all lies. Don't listen to him. Listen to God. Have you lost a job? I don't know what it is that make you to lose that job. You know. Perhaps you don't know. But God knows. And the thing has been giving you mental breakdown. That is not the will of God, brother, sister. Rise up. Dust off your CV. Just simple things that you need to do. Don't sit down at home and let Satan preach unbelieving sermon to you. Stand up. Listen to God. Visit offices. Drop your papers. And leave the rest in the hand of God. Come back home and start praying. And you watch God if he will not answer. He's in the business of giving people good jobs. I tell you, they say the Nigerian system is full of unemployment. Brother, sister, there are still jobs. I tell you. It just depends on how you are dealing with God. You are struggling, you are struggling. You want to build your house, you want to build your house. Have it as a vision in your heart and see if God will not bring it to pass. You put it. That is your request in your family. Every day in your family altar, you lay it before God. God, you are going to build this house for us. I tell you, God will send you men that will favor you. You don't have the money to buy the land. Yes, God will buy the land for you. You use faith. Put faith in action. If it's 5,000 that you have, let God see your action. You know, let him see your faith. It's already working. If it is one bag of cement you can buy, I don't know how much they sell it now. They say, "Bro, Joseph, you're a motivational speaker." Lie. That's not what I'm doing. I'm serving up your faith. Go and buy it. Keep it in that rented apartment that you are. God is watching that faith. That was the same thing our father Abraham did. Oh my. Just one Abraham, look at the blessing that he brought to his generation. God is looking for one man, one woman that will have faith. Not just jege-jege faith, real faith. Take him by action. And when you are in that mood, remember God will be watching you, just like Father Abraham. It might not happen the year that you are thinking it will happen, but God is watching you. Keep, you know, believing. Keep walking. God give you small resource again, buy something else. Before you know, God will begin to send people, send men. Until you yourself will wonder, how did this thing happen? You will know at that time, it was not your effort, it was God. And that is what he wants to do. He wants to glorify himself in your life. Your child, was it your own energy or whatever that you think that brought him to this act? No! It was God that blessed you with that child. Can you not believe that same God? Whatever you are going through with the child, maybe it's not giving heed to instruction. Bring that child to God. He's still in the business of saving. He has not heard this program. Bring that child before God. The story of Atterite was not just story. It was a reality. It happened, brother, sister. It happened. Those two boys laughing at their mother every time she goes to the meeting. The mother was not happy. That was a prayer every time. God, save these children. Save these boys. Save these boys. And God saw the sincerity of her heart. No wonder when the opportunity came, there were a lot of things that Sister Ati would have asked for. The prophet was helping her. Maybe you ask this, maybe. No, the thing didn't strike. Until God struck it in her heart. The salvation of your two boys. And he said, I give it unto you. I don't know what is your request this afternoon. Why everybody is at the altar? Whatever that request is, look beyond man. Take it that it is God pouring my mouth to speak unto you. I give it unto you in Jesus' name. It depends on the condition of your heart, brother, sister. That's your financial condition. Are you willing to surrender it to God? Remember, we are all in that same economy. God is helping some, and God can help you. Our human calculation cannot help us. I tell you, yes. All that we need to do is to surrender to God. And let us find favor in his sight and the sight of all men. And his grace will appear unto us. In your business, surrender that business to God. You believe God that it was God that led you to that business. And maybe Satan is playing some funny things around your business. Call God on the scene. Remember, when you started that business, maybe you called the servant of God to pray upon that desire or that thought. And somehow Satan is just playing some funny things. Call God again on the scene. If you need help, call the servant of God. Let them join hands and pray over that business. But many a times, we don't want to use the provision that God has given to us. But I know it's the devil. In the name of Jesus this afternoon, may we all receive our deliverance. May we be delivered from all fear. All worry, may we be delivered of it. Every sleeplessness, may we be delivered of it. Receive the grace of God. Grace to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think you can do. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. As you stand up from this altar, with faith in your heart, just know that you have touched somebody. And it's that high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. He has heard your prayer. He has heard your cry. You just go back rejoicing. Go testifying. You might not see it happen today. It might happen today for somebody. For another person, it might not happen today. But go testifying. Go confessing positive. And so shall it be unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you as you go back to your seat. If you are sick in your body, you are sick in your body, and you want to be anointed with oil, the prayer of faith shall save you, shall heal you of your sickness. God is still in the business of healing. While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, sir, please, the people that want to be prayed for, all heads bowed and all eyes closed, you are coming before the great high priest. Don't take this as a regular coming. Believe with faith in your hands, and God is going to heal you. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Young children, close your eyes. sorry for taking the time this afternoon stroke evening. While we bring the service to a close, let's take this song. It shall be done even as he has said, I will trust and obey. Look up and say, I believe God. I believe God, I believe God, I believe God. Oh, it shall be done, even as he has said, I will trust and obey. Look up and say, I believe God, I believe God, I believe God. Yes, I believe God, and it shall be done, even as he has said, I will trust and obey. Look up and say, I believe God. One more time, I believe God.
I believe God. It shall be done, even as he said, I trust that.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to come before you with our appreciation and thanksgiving, Lord, for your great blessings you have blessed us today. Thank you, Lord, for this afternoon stroke evening service. We thank you, God, for your word that we have heard. We thank you, God, for the faith that's, Lord, raised up in our heart. Thank you for those that came to the altar. Thank you for those that line up and were also prayed for. Dear God, we believe, O God, that you have a reason for everything. And Master Jesus, we have spoken unto you on behalf of these people. And we know that you that asked us to ask is because you have the answer ready to give to us. Therefore, that the faith that each one has need of, may you give unto them, Father. When the enemy will come in form of doubt, in form of fear, in form of unbelief, in form of reasoning, Lord Jehovah God, the grace that each one has need of to be able to resist the enemy, may you give unto them, their Father. Give them the faith that have ear on the chest. Lord, the faith to confess positive. The faith to re-echo your word back. Lord, the faith to stand on your promises. The faith never to doubt, O God. Give to everyone, their Father. Let there be a performer of the things that have been spoken concerning each one, Lord. Lord, your word says, blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be a performer of the things that have been spoken unto her. Let it be the portion of your children. Thank you, eternal Father. May the sick be well, dear God. Lord, those, O God, that were stood in for, may the Holy Spirit perfect all that concerns them. Thank you, dear Father. Go with us to our homes. Lord, may we go testifying of the goodness of the Almighty God. May we go believing, knowing that our God is not a failure. It's not a disappointment. Lord Jesus, this week, make it a week of testimony for all of us. May we go from strength to strength, from victory unto victory, from blessing to blessings. May failure never come the path of anyone. Grant it, King of Glory. The height you have brought each one to, may no one diminish back, dear Father. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, the services of this week, we ask, O God, that, Lord, you make them a blessing unto us. And we ask, O Jehovah God, for your servants, Lord, who are coming back on Tuesday from their journeys, may you bring them back safely, Lord. And be with Brother Omi also as he returns back from Bakatare too. Give us a wonderful week. May your blessing be our portion. Be with students, be with workers, be with business people, be with travelers, O God. Prosper each and every one of us. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Today is what, 24 or so? I think this week is the last week of the month. So, which means that Friday is the breaking of bread. So, there will be breaking of bread on Friday. 5 o'clock is the normal time. So, please, let's come prepared and punctual. Of course, we are still having service on Wednesday, but maybe some of us may not be here Wednesday. I was trying to remember in the morning that some person or persons sent me to greet the church. I remember in the afternoon that Brother Tolu Adiyele said I should greet the church, and also Pastor Adinze of Lokoja also sent greetings to the brethren. God bless you richly. I believe God. Oh, I believe God. It shall be done even as.
Oh, how we hold to God.